Tonight is Monday night, December the 16th. This is the Gemara Shir, Moed Katan, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Okay. Okay. We started the Mishnah last week, where the Mishnah says, in the middle of the page, that the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which has not been accepted lahalacha, is hakover esmeso shlosha yomim kodem l'regel batla heimenu gzeiro shiva. If somebody buries his deceased at least 3 days before Yom Tov, then Yom Tov cancels out the rest of the shiva. But if you bury somebody less than 3 days, according to this opinion, The two days count. Yom Tov suspends the Shiva temporarily. After Yom Tov, you resume the Shiva and you count an additional and observe another 5 days of Shiva. That's the first opinion. He identified later in the Gemara as Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. We, of course, reject this, and Paskin, even if somebody sat Shiva for 1 hour before Yom Tov, Yom Tov totally terminates the Shiva. And this opinion is based on the fact that apparently there are two different elements of Shiva, two different breakups of Shiva. It's not 1 7-day observance. It's a 3-day observance and a 4-day observance. So Rabbi Eliezer believes you have to get through the first 3-day unit, which has certain stringencies above and beyond the last 4 days. The stringencies are that we are makpid, that an avel never leave the house at least the first 3 days under any circumstances whatsoever. During the last 4 days, we are less. We would recommend, of course, and highly emphasize that we should be in the house the entire time. But if there is a compelling reason to leave, you are allowed to leave. Days 4 through 7, for example, we mentioned this example last time. You don't have a minion, no minion in the house. So, according to his opinion, first 3 days, you don't leave the house, so you won't say Kaddish. Last 4 days, you leave the house, go to shul, and then go back. There is also stringencies in terms of Isur Malacha. If there is compelling business need, a person has very little, during the first 3 days, collect from Tzedakah. We don't care if Ein Lo Mayochal. The last 4 days, Chazal allow certain business activity to take place. That would be another difference. So, and also, the first 3 days are designated as libechi, for personal crying, personal emotional outbursts. And that's why some people will remember that years ago, you never made a Shiva visit the first couple of days. Never. Always the last couple of days. Never the first 3 days. And it was based on this halacha that Shloshi Yamam Lebechi. Chazal understood that it meant just you and your family. An opportunity to reflect, to mourn, to cry, and then the last 4 days all were lenichum. Things have changed. People are hustle and bustle much more so than they were at those days. And if you have to, the only day you can go is that day. And also a lot of people change locations during the Shiva. And so if they're only going to go to first three days, you're not going to get a chance at all to go. So whatever the reason is,
took them 3 days to find out.
What?
Took them 3 days.
That's also true. So therefore, he says, until you go through that unit, you have to observe those 3 days Otherwise, Yom Tov cannot be mevatel. So we explained that last week. Then, one comment on the next halacha, Shmone batlu heimenu gzera shloshim. That if they observe the person died 8 days before Yom Tov, so they observe the full Shiva and observe 1 day of the Shloshim. Then Shiva will, then Yom Tov will terminate the Shloshim. As long as you started the Shloshim, Yom Tov will terminate the Shloshim. So now take a look at Rashi. Rashi, where it says Shmona Yamim. Kodem Horegel, Butla Mimenu Gzeira Shloshim. If you have buried the person 8 days before Yom Tov, then Shloshim is terminated. The Ho'il Vehishil Yom Echad Min HaShloshim. As long as he observed 1 day of the Shloshim, that is day 8 post burial, Eino Tzarich Lishmar Klum La'achar HaRegel Din Shloshim. After Yom Tov, he doesn't have to observe anything for the Shloshim any longer. Ela Mutar Le'alter B'tichboset B'gehutz V'tisporet. He is permitted immediately to do those things which are prohibited during the Shloshim. What are the three things, says Rashi, are prohibited during the Shloshim? Tichboset is laundry. Gehutz, starch, to put starch on your clothing. Vitisporet, taking a haircut and shaving. Kacha Omer Rashi. So I believe everybody has on their, I checked it, to make sure you have it. Everybody in the art scroll has Rabbi Kiveger on the daf. So take a look at Rabbi Kiveger on the middle of the page, the Gilyan Hashas, where Rashi says, Mutar le'alta b'tichboses. Says Rabbi Kiveger. Everybody have the place?
Yes.
In the middle of the page? You got it? It's the first Rabbi Kiveger on this page. Ayin yevamos daf mem gimel amud aleph. Look at mem yevamos daf mem gimel amud aleph. Berashi diber hamaschil makom shemutar. Take a look at Rashi. Ve'ayin and also look likaman daf chaf gimel amud aleph. Toisvis diber hamaschil kol shloshim. Take a look at Toisvis and daf chaf gimel amud aleph. So I've told you many times, Rabbi Kiveger says, Ayein, don't ignore it. Look at what Rabbi Kiveger says. He never tells you what it says in these places. All of the reasons Rabbi Kiveger is, 99% says, take a look and you'll figure it out. Here you don't have to be so smart. Rashi says it explicitly. Take a look at page number 1, Gerrit Cole 1. So Moshe says we're going to have to number it until we reach 324 million, which is his salary. We'll try to do it over the next 9 years. That's his contract. Getting $1 million a start. That's not bad if he pitches 36 times this year. Not bad. Makom Shemutu Lechabes, says Rashi there. Toch Lamid Yom Shel Evel. Within the 30 days of Avelus, he is mutar lichabes. He is permitted to launder clothing. The Avel ein asur b'tichboset ela shiva yamim. He is only prohibited to launder his clothing for how long? 7 days. V'cha dekol shloshim yom legihutz. The only thing that is prohibited for the Shloshim is starch clothing. So if you give your clothing, your shirts, into the Chinese laundry, and if you're in Avelus, Rachman al-Litznan, you tell him no starch for the 30 days. And that's only thing prohibited, as it says, Beperik Elu Magalka. Aval Kibus Lo. But laundering is not prohibited during the Shloshim. So Rabbi Kivega tells you to look there, because Rashi himself contradicts what he just said here. Here he says that Tichboset is being released by the fact that Yom Tov was Mevato the Shloshim, and three things are now permitted. Says Rashi there, there are only two things that are prohibited. Tisporet and Gehutz. And Rabbi Kivega also tells you to look at Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Tosfos. So when Rabbi Kivega tells you to look at it, what do? You look at it, you never ignore Rabbi Kivega. Tosfos B'Dibur HaMaskel, the first wide line Tosfos, Kol Shloshim Yom L'Gehutz, says Tosfos, Dafka Gehutz Asur, only starch clothing is prohibited. Avo below Gehutz Kigon Kibus, but without starch, just washing your clothing in your back river, in the backyard, or using a washing machine, that is mutar, that is permissible, kol shloshim yom. So Reb Kivega wants to know, why does Rashi contradict himself? He doesn't have an answer. Just says, Rashi just points out the inconsistency within Rashi. I would suggest that, based on people here, not halakhically, that years ago, Gehutz was much more prevalent. People used to always starch their shirts when they submitted them to the laundry. Today, it's not as popular, but years ago, women as well used to put in, starch their blouses and things like that. But that's the point Rabbi Kivega makes. That's point number one. Yeah. Then, yes.
I thought Tisporet wasn't there wasn't really a time frame on it. It was really until your friend tells you you look terrible.
That's for Av V'Ein. For everybody else, and you can be talking about any of the five five other Kroivim, the Halach is Shloshim.
Sure, but that's the whole of Elis.
What?
Okay, so that's the whole of Elis.
Correct. Okay, and so that's what it's also.
So we're not talking Av V'Ein.
So here we're not talking about Av V'Ein. Because for Av V'Ein, it's a minimum of Shloshim, but the halacha is Ad Shiyigar Boi Chaveira. You're not permitted to take a haircut until a friend tells you you need a haircut. Then, and in fact, the Rav was of the opinion that this applied to an Avel throughout the entire year. Most people interpret it that Ad Shiyigar Boi Chaveira, which is quoted in the Gemara, is only the first time that after the Shloshim, then somebody tells you you need a haircut, then you're allowed to take a haircut, and then after that, it's take whenever you want. The Rav believed that throughout the entire year, for Av V'Ein, one should not take a haircut, Ad Shiyigar Boi Chaveira. And that applies to men and women. Ad Shiyigar Boi Chaveira. Yes?
According to Rashi, when he says, Shehis Yom Echad Meshoshim Yom, when we count Mitzvah Yom Kula, the 7 day already starts almost Shloshim right away after that, in the morning. Would that Rashi count that as part of it?
Yes. Rashi's not, this Gemara, this Mishnah is not eliminating the halach of Mitzvah and Kekula. So as soon as the 8th day was started in the morning, 5 minutes after Alois HaShachar, you've already observed. Now but Yom Tov can't come early in the morning. So it's no real...
It has to wait till sunset.
It's got to wait till sunset. But mitzad da halacha, he has to wait till sunset in order to what? To terminate the Shiva. So you can't apply Mitzvah Sayyam
Kekula. We had this discussion.
Well, let's say Shiva began 7 days before Yom Tov started.
Okay.
When does Shiva start? The morning of the 7th day?
No, that's another machloikis. Whether the 7th day is old, we learned that also. The machloikis abashol, whether it's ola, that'll depend on that. So if we paskin that it's ola, lakan, ulakan, yes, after 7 days, in the middle of the 7th, you've already observed shloshim to some extent. Yes?
So the Mishnah goes again to the page.
That is correct. This is formulated where the 7th day is not converted into the 1st day of that. It's a good point. If we were to say like Abba Shah Oilu Kanakan, it would start on the 7th day.
But
yes?
But didn't the Gemara say that we always pass them like Abba Shah when it comes to avails?
Yes, but Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have to. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. This part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion.
But we still pasken like Abba Shaul.
Okay. Yeah. We pasken against them completely. You don't need any days. It's 2 minutes. You're already Yantav is Mevatel. And in fact, the way we observe with Shloishim, it's Yom Tov, it has to get into Yom Tov. You can't take the haircut late in the afternoon. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed, in effect. Because you need the beginning of the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov to terminate the Shloishim. Yes?
If the Shiva ends on a Shabbos, the Yom Tov starts later, can't you?
We did that, Gemara. That was another mission
right,
we did.
So you can do it on Friday.
But for the haircut, yes.
Right, for the haircut.
Correct, yes. That's a separate halakha. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Now let's read another line in the Mishnah. Can't read too many lines in the Mishnah at one time. So just look at the words again of the Mishnah, Hakoveris meso shloshi yam kadam l'regel, batel mimenu gzeris shiva. Shmona, batel mimenu gzeris shloshi. Mipnei she'amru, Shabbos ole ve'eno mafsekes, regolim mafsikin ve'enan olin. What it means is very simple. Shabbos counts towards the shiva, but does not terminate the Shiva. Yom Tov terminates the Shiva and doesn't count towards anything. Nice. So I read the opening lines of the Mishnah, and tonight we continue with the words Mipnei She'amru. So I am baiting you to please ask the Ritva's question. Think about simply what the words Mipnei She'amru should indicate. A reason, exactly. Now, is this a reason or is just a repetition of the din? First of all, Shabbos has nothing to do with this. So the only thing that's relevant in this line is what? Is what? Is the regalim of seeking. Now, we know we're regalim mafsikin. We know that. How does that explain the halacha quoted in the first part of the Mishnah? What's the unique chidush of the first part of the Mishnah? What's the unique chidush of the first part of the Mishnah? That Yom Tov does not terminate Shiva until you observe 3 days. That's what the chidush of the Mishnah is. So when the Mishnah then says Mipnei Ma Omru, you think that's going to give me an explanation. Why does Rabbi Eliezer disagree with the Chachamim and everybody else and claim that the Shiva is terminated not whenever Yom Tov arrives, but only after 3 days of observance of Shiva? That's the way I would read the Mishnah. Mipnei Ma Omru. Why? Mipnei Shamru, because they said. Well, what they said has absolutely nothing to do to explain the Mishnah. All it does is repeat a halacha. What does the Gemara, what does the Mishnah repeat? That yes, Yom Tov is Mevatel and Aveiros. Very nice. How does that answer the question, Mipnei Shamru, because they said what? And why does Shabbos suddenly play a role in this? Why does the Commissioner have to say, Shabbos, you know what, is Olev Eino Mafsik? Okay, I understand that is simply contradistinction to Yom Tov. But neither statement answered the question, Mipnei She'amru.
What's the Ein and Olin for the regular? I mean, that's obvious. If it's Mipnei
Seekin, it can't
be.
All Rishonim said is just to maintain parallelism of expression. Shabbos is Eino Mafsik Ve'ole, Yom Tov is Mafsik Eino. That's all. It's not because it's teaching us anything new.
Maybe
it's just maintaining a parallel expression.
Maybe teach you the third day because it's Mafsikin in some ways, and Eino only in other times.
No.
It's not always Mafsikin.
No. First of all, I have something better. Forget in parallelism. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a real chiddush that ain't no Olah. What could I have thought? That Yom Tov terminates the Avelus in terms of sitting. But what do you have to do? You have to count Shiva the rest of the way. Namely, at least you'll observe what's called Dvarm Shabbatzina. That's all. So it tells you, no, Yom Tov is mafsik ve'eno ola. Ve'eno ola. Or somebody dies in the middle of Yom Tov. And you bury him on Chol HaMoed. Somebody dies on Chol HaMoed. So what could I have said? Oh, the last 3 days of Yom Tov count. 2 days of Yom Tov, 2 days of Chol HaMoed. They count. And start sitting Shiva after Yom Tov. Only 3 days. It's not going to be Mevatel. So the Mishnah says no. Ein mafsik ve'eino ol. But let's take a look at Ravah. Ravah asked that question. And Ravah has a lot more to say. On Gerit Tul Kol Tov.
You're saying that the second part of the Mishnah is just a restatement of the first part using different terms.
Yes. What else does it add?
Okay.
So it's on the bottom on the right hand side. Shmoni Yomim Kodem Arego Batlam in Zereshav. Says the Ritva. V'gam bezu ein halacha kamoso. Not only in the first part that you need 3 days of Shiva in order for Yom Tov to terminate, don't we paskin like this? But in the second halacha, that you need eight days before that you can be mevato the shiva, mevato the shloshim, even without 8 days prior to Yom Tov was the burial. Why? Because we just said it. Why? The Yom Hashvi'i Ola Lekanu Lekan. Because we paskin that the seventh day of the Shiva counts as not only the concluding seventh day of the Shiva, but the first day of the Shloshim. So by the time Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov has already terminated Shloshim, for which there was a beginning of observance. Now he quotes the line in trouble, in our case. Menei she'amru ha-shabbos olav ein mafsekes v'harigolim mafsikim ein olav. V'tzorich iyun d'mashma, the phrase of the Mishnah indicates d'osi l'meitan ta'ama l'hafsakas regalim, that it looks like that the Mishnah is going to give an explanation why it Yom Tov is mevatel, or at least why it's not mevatel until after 3 days. V'kasha ma nesinas tam yesh bezu. What exactly has he added above and beyond the opening statement of the Mishnah? The Hahainu Resha, Velo Hosif Shum Tam Bidavar. And he hasn't added anything above and beyond that we didn't know in the opening line of the Mishnah. Elo Imkein Ne'emar, unless we can suggest, the Milsa Ba'alma Kamar. All he's saying is something, the Mishnah is just saying something at random, not necessarily intended to offer an explanation, but here he comes interesting. The Hadina de Rabbanan Ba'almahu. After all, we are only talking about Dine de Rabbanan. Laws of Avelus are only Mid Rabbanan. Mishum de Avelus de Rabbananhu. Now that's, we've seen many shitot before. Some say, or we saw the Rif once, all 7 days, Adoraisa. We saw the Rambam shita, only the first day is the Oraisa. We've seen several times. So his shita is that Avelis is all Midarabana. Vehem Amru, Vehem Amru. And they said whatever they wanted to say. What did they say? Shabbos is Ola ve'eno mafsik. Yom Tov is mafsik ve'eno ola. I'm not giving you any reasons. Why am I not giving you any reasons? Because the Rabbanan do whatever they please. Heim Amru, they said, what should you do? Sit Shiva. They said, observe Shloshim. Well, when Yom Tov comes, they said, don't sit Shiva. When Yom Tov comes, don't observe Shloshim. But we need an explanation. Why? Because they, the rabbis, do whatever they please. So, in which case, the Mishnah is not providing an explanation. Why isn't the Mishnah providing an explanation? Because they don't need any explanations. The Rabbanan do whatever they please. V'heim amru, de'ilu heve avelus de'oraisa ein tam lomar kein. If avelus was midda oraisa, we could not necessarily explain why, all of a sudden, without an explanation, why what? Why Shabbos is not mafsik, Yom Tov is? Why might you need 3 days? If it's a d'oraisa, you have to have something to overturn a din d'oraisa. Okay, we'll come back to this Ritva in just a moment. We'll come back to the Ritva in just a moment. But first, I want to take a look. 1 second. Where's my cotton sheet? Yeah. Now, go back to Rashi. And Rashi, I want you to look at Rashi B'dibur Hamaschil. Where Rashi says, in the Mishnah, where it says, Shabbos ole ve'eino mafsik. So take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ira Shabbos bimei evlo, ole leminyan Shabbos.
Shiva.
Ira Shabbos bimei evlo. What does that mean? Ira Shabbos.
It occurred.
It occurred on Shabbos.
It's always going to be the case.
It's always going to occur on Shabbos.
Oh, okay. So, some claim, if you see next to the word Ira, there's a little Vav there, and that is an indication that some say, and it's in the book called Dikduke Sofrim, Dikduke Sofer Mochek Milas Ira. They erased this word from Rashi. Because...
End of this year.
Because... No, just hold on a second. Because... What?
Arsul doesn't have the Vav.
Does not have
it?
No. Oh, okay. I have a little Vav. And it refers to one of these tsiyunim over there.
Yep, it says Biksav Yad.
It says, Tevas Ira Miyutar Velesa Biksav Yad. How do I know? Dalut Kuf Samach. Dikduke Seifrim. Dikduke Seifrim is a very important book. It quotes all of the available manuscripts that we have in a variety of libraries to compare it to the texts that we use. So he says, take the word Ira. Because the word Ira means that what? Ira, now what, when did he become an Avel? When did he become an Avel?
Before Shabbos.
No, doesn't say that. It says, Ira, if you read it with the word, Ira Shabbos bimei evlo. It looks like, or it can be understood, that what happens? He became an Avel on Shabbos. If it means that Shabbos, no, if it means what everybody else is suggesting, that what? It, Shabbos encountered in the middle of the Shiva. I need Rashi to tell me that a Shabbos comes out in the middle of Shiva? That's impossible. Therefore, if that's it's impossible not to happen. Right. So I don't need Rashi to be mechadesh that Shabbos is oleh if Shabbos happened to bump into what? The middle of Shiva. I mean, if it happened to him. Of course it bumped into the middle of Shiva. Therefore, if we are going to use the word Ira, it means that what? That what? That the Shiva starts on Shabbos.
How is that possible?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I thought everybody would ask me. I knew you would be the first. How is that possible? So there are two ways in which this could happen. Number one, a person received a Shmua Kroiva on Shabbos. he does not informed until Shabbos that his brother died, his father died. No one told him. And
he was buried, obviously.
He was buried a couple of days ago. So for him, when does the Shiva start? Right there and then, as soon as the telegram comes, as soon as he finds out. So the first day of his Shiva could be a Shabbos. Or, just one more case, the person died right before Shabbos. The burial will not be on until Sunday. And he made up his mind on Shabbos, I'm not going to the burial. So when a relative makes up his mind, or her mind, that I am not going to the burial, the halacha is, it's a machlokes between various paiskim, that the way we paskin is you start sitting shiva right away.
But you don't sit shiva on Shabbos.
Okay, so, hold on. But there will be nihugim of shiva that are applicable. Just like we don't sit Shabbos if it's in the middle of the shiva. So whatever would be applicable in the middle of the shiva when Shabbos comes can be applicable as well on the first day of the shiva. Of the first day of shiva. In which case, Rashi is taking sides in a machlokes harishonim whether or not Shabbos, that it's eino, it's ole, but eino mafsik, is even if Shabbos is the first day of the Shiva.
Because that's another
matter. Even if the Shabbos is the first day of the Shiva. So I gave you two ways thus far. Others quote a third possible case. Third possible case. Where the burial was taking place on Friday. But it was very close to Shkia Sachama. They wanted to get the days in. Didn't want to wait till Sunday. So they buried the person. And they did not yet complete Stimas HaGoyla. They didn't complete the burial. So what happened then? The gravediggers, Gentiles, completed the burial on Shabbos itself. Now, in the Gemara Shir on Shabbos, you remember two weeks ago, we discussed the machloikis, what is the definition of Stimas HaGoyla? Because Stimas HaGoyla is another machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, what triggers Avelus? What triggers Avelus? So the Rambam writes that what triggers Avelus is the Stimas HaGoyla. And the Rambam disagrees with Rashi, he agrees with Tosfos. Rashi says that Stimas HaGoyla is that the cover of the Aron, or the deceased himself, like an Eretz Yisrael that only is an Aron, so when there is enough dirt just to cover the deceased, you no longer can see him. Or you cover the top of the Aron. But in America, there's still another 6 feet to fill in. According to Rashi, you're supposed to fill it in, but Stimas HaGolel has already occurred as soon as the cover is covered or the deceased is covered, and Avelus kicks in immediately. Tosis is of the opinion that Stimas HaGolel refers to a board, that's what a golel means, a board, that was placed on the top of the grave upon which they would place eventually the matzeva. So you have to fill up the entire grave in order to reach Stimas HaGoyla. And there are times to fill up the grave takes a lot of time. We've all been to funerals where it can take a half hour at least to fill up the whole grave. And here it was before Shabbos. They didn't have an opportunity to do so. They relied on Rashi, or they just didn't want to do it. And then the guy filled it up on Shabbos. So once the guy completes the Stimas HaGolel, what happens? The Chiyuv Avelus is triggered right there on Shabbos. So here comes the Machloikis. If you are Goreis, the word Ira or not. If the word Ira is part of Rashi's text, that means Rashi is taking sides in a machloikis of Rishonim, whether or not first day of Shiva can be a Shabbos or not. can we initiate a miktsas hashiva? That's what the issue is. Since you're not going to be really sitting shiva, you're going to be wearing rather regular clothing, you're wearing shoes, can we begin a shiva with only a limited observance? Not to have marital relations, and that's about it. And what else? Nothing much else. So some Rishonim say no. Shabbos counts if the legitimate Shabbos has a minute shiva has already begun. So when the burial is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so now you can continue the shiva on Shabbos. But to initiate a shiva on Shabbos, that doesn't work. So in those three cases that I gave you, according to Rashi, yes, the shiva will have begun on Shabbos and it will conclude the next Friday morning. If you take away the word ira, which most seem to support, it means Rashi is not telling us anything about that matter, because the halacha is against those who claim you can initiate a shiva on Shabbos. It has to be a weekday when the full shiva is possible, and then Shabbos can count. And don't think it doesn't happen that you rely on the Gentiles to actually reach Shtimas Hagoyle. I once had a case in a cemetery in Woodbridge, New Jersey, which has a water level, which is all the time there is problems, every single time I've been there, and it was also after a rain of about 2 weeks. So the entire ground was mud. And there were only two people there to do the kfura, me and the son-in-law of the deceased and his wife. Three people. That was it. And as much as you tried, you could not get enough mud, which was heavy like anything, to fill up the whole grave. So I told the brother-in-law, I'm sorry, we're gonna rely on, I told the son-in-law, we're going to rely on Rashi. We just covered the top, and that was it. We tried a little more, it was impossible. Then the grave diggers came in 2 seconds with their truck, with the bulldozer. They went and put it in, and that was it. Yeah.
Did we learn a couple of documents ago about the whole concept of that? We had the same question that the eighth day falls on Shabbos of Shiva. And the whole question, how did the eighth day fall on Shabbos? If the first day must have been on Shabbos, and there was a Tosfos that talked about at that point. It was on Yud-Zayin Amabet. We're talking about if the Shemini Shiloh was Erev Harei. I was talking about the Shemini on Shabbos, right? If the eighth day was
and it's Erev Yontif.
It was Erev Yontif,
yes.
But the first
Shemini
day has to be. No, so it was talking about the first. If the Shemini was on Shabbos, that means the first day is.
It's Shemini because it's Ola Lekanu Lekan. It's again.
Tosfos gave the whole answer that the reason why it was okay because of he heard about the death on Shabbos.
Good, so that's one of the cases that I illustrated.
But he didn't give any of the other things about covering up the grave and so on.
Okay, I mean he only gave one case. I gave you two other possible cases. So you wanted the burial took place regularly. There was a complete Shtimas Hagoyle, but he never heard about it. When did the telegram come? On Shabbos. That's all. That's the first case that I gave you. Yes.
Would the same machlokas apply to second day Yantif in Chutz Haaretz?
What?
Would the same machlokas apply to second day Yantif in Chutz Haaretz? Like the ninth day, like the
Yantif is different than Shabbos.
Where we counted for Shiva?
It's an interesting question. If somebody heard about it,
well, we saw if someone
who's actually done,
or somebody dies and he decided when.
No. So when, don't we say the eighth day? We don't sit the last.
Yeah,
year.
Because we. That's correct.
Is Ola, right?
We count it as the first day is Ola. That is correct. But it's only younger than the Rabban. No, everybody counts it.
We didn't start.
What?
We didn't start.
That's a good point.
The second day.
It's a very good point.
Not the first.
That if somebody dies Chol HaMoed, and they're going to sit shiva after Yontif, day number one. Of Yom Tov, day number two of Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, counts as the first day of the Shiva.
At the end of the Yom Tov, you're talking about.
The end, yes. At the end, last day of Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeret. Yeah. I mean, Simchas Torah, second day of Shavuos, last day of Pesach. That's because the reason is since the Yom Tov is only the Rabbanan, Avelus takes is the Raisa the first day, so it overrides even though there is no manifestation.
Would you say that's really the first day of the Raisa? Because it's not really a day of burial. It's not really
So that's a different machlokes. Do you need both? Do you need, according to the Rambam, you need Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura on the same day? You're right, but not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees.
So another case.
Yeah.
You said about Dima Sagola relying on Nohri. If you bury somebody on the second day of Chag, the Nohri does it.
No, second day Yontav, we do it.
We do it.
Yes. First day of Yontav, you rely on
the second day Yontav and this day. We would do it.
100%. That's the halacha. Yontif Sheni Lagabe Meis Kichol Shavua Rabbanan. So Gemara in Beit Zadavav Amar Aleph. We typically don't do burial on Yontif Sheni. The Rav and Rav Moshe were dead set against it. I think I once mentioned it. Because it leads to incredible Chilul Yontif. Incredible. Only in the Broyers and by Satma. Satma and Broyers bury on Yontif Sheni. But we're allowed to. You're not allowed to drive to the cemetery. Not allowed to. But whoever is going to participate, whoever is there, is allowed to bury. They're allowed to make the tachrichin. All tzorchei hames are permitted on Yontif Sheni, al yedei Yisrael. It's the only thing which Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah is like every other Yontif Sheni. No Yom Arichta in relationship to mace. Yeah.
Is there any in Yerushalayim where there are burials at night? Does this affect that any differently?
No, because it's the next day already. Next day.
Mm-hmm. So Bein HaShemashos.
What?
Bein HaShemashos counts. If you're Bein HaShemashos on that, you count it towards the Fatlasam Shabbos or Yontif. You count it towards the next day. It counts. Bein HaShemashos counts for the following day.
Yeah. Or, not normally. Not Shabbos. Shabbos, we take the chumrah on both ends. Bein HaShemashos on Friday is considered Shabbos.
I'm saying
Saturday night is considered Shabbos.
So you can't do a velos on Shabbos on Bein HaShemashos and count that as towards a
No. So if you take a look at Gerut Kol 4 for a minute, you see the Rashash, he made this observation. Dibur Amaschel Ein Olin, the Chikovar Meso, the bottom of the left hand side, last three lines. The Chikovar Meso Besocha Regel Kigonze Mashma, the Shabbos Ole. The Imkain Muchach, Delo Kidas Harav, whoever that is, Shehevesiv Sham, the Ein Shabbos Ole Betchilas Haminyan. Shabbos does not count as the beginning of a Shiva period. Cannot count as the beginning of a Shiva period.
So in all those cases, they would say the first day of Shiva is Sunday and the last day of Shiva is...
Is Shabbos. Shabbos. That's correct.
The saying of Amokah Menachem Friday night, would that also be a Nafka Mina?
No, because you're allowed to be Menachem Avil on Shabbos.
If you say the first day is Shabbos, then you would say Amokah when that person walks into Shul on Friday night.
Correct.
But if you say not, you're not going to say it until the following Friday night.
That's correct. That's true. Okay. That is correct. Yes. Good. Yeah. Now, the question is, there are several explanations to explain the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Why is it that Shabbos is not Mevatel? And Yom Tov is Mevatel. So there are three explanations. Take a look at Tosfos on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph for a minute. Tosfos on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. No, it's actually Chof Gimel Amud Beis for a second. For a minute, sorry. Chof Gimel Amud Beis. I'm put in another dot here. Made a mistake. Dibur HaMaskel Man. Where Tosfos says,
all the way on the bottom?
Towards the end of the Tosfos.
What?
That's the second explanation. But the first one where he simply says, because there were Dvarim Shebetzina on Shabbos and there were no Dvarim Shebetzina on Yontif. Okay, it's actually the Tosfos above it. Tosfos above it. Third wide line on the top. Last two words. Quotes Gemara and Ksubis. Afal pi sha'amru ein avelus b'shabbos al dvarim shebetzinag noheg. The only way in which something is mevatel something is if there is no observance on that particular day. So you can't continue a shiva unless there are certain manifestations of that shiva. So on Shabbos, where Dvarim Shebetzina apply, therefore it's Shabbos is Ole and Eino Mafsik. But Yom Tov, there are no Dvarim Shebetzina Nohev, ever. No Dvarim Shebetzina Nohev, ever. Never. Even though not everyone says that completely, but on the first end of Yontov, when it's preceded by Avelus, everybody says, when Yontov is Mevatel, that's it, it's finished. Finished. So that's difference number one. Why is Shabbos not Mafsik? Because the Avelus is still going on. Why should it be Mafsik? Yontov will not have any Nihuge Avelus. So once there is no Nihuge Avelus, automatically it's Mafsik. Yes?
If Shabbos were Mafsik, you'd never have a complete Shabbos.
That's the third explanation. That's going to be offered by the Ritva. Second explanation. Shabbos never has the word Simcha associated with it. It has Kibud Va'one, but not Simcha. As a result, since that which overrides the Yom Tov is the phrase which we will come to later, Asi Simcha Derabim Umivatel La'avelus DeYachid, that the mitzvah of Simcha, which is a communal obligation, is more potent, more powerful than Avelus, which is only a mitzvah on the Yachid. Well, Shabbos doesn't have Simcha. Doesn't have Simcha. That's the second explanation. So therefore, Yom Tov has the mitzvah of Simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha, u'smachtam l'fnei Hashem erkem shivas yamim. Therefore, Yom Tov is mafsik and is mevatel. Shabbos doesn't have it, so there's no halacha that is incongruous with Shabbos. The Avelus is incongruous with Yom Tov because of the mitzvah of Simcha. Then the third explanation, because if you would say Shabbos would be Mafsik, there would never be a Shiva. That's the practical explanation.
Well, what's the difference between Oneg and Simcha?
Very big difference. Whether or not there's a mitzvah basar or not. Didn't I do this to Shabbos? Yeah, this is Shabbos. It's because you're living in Muncie. Shabbos, there is I quoted the Prima Gadda Magen. It says you're supposed to eat the fish, according to some people. But what?
Zohar says that, right?
Yes, he quotes the Zohar. Magen Aron quotes the Zohar. All three meals. All three meals, he says you have to eat fish.
Yeah, that was this year.
That was this year last week.
That was last week, the Friday night year. Or the Gemara year, one of the two.
It was this year.
I just listened to it yesterday.
Okay, Kivaldi. I don't remember when I said it. But okay. Good. Now, just as at a point of information, how many people here daven Nusach Sfard? Only one. Oh, wow. What? So, okay.
How many used to?
So, me too. I used to daven Nusach Sfard when I grew up. So, if you go to Gerrit Cole 6, 7, and 8, I will show you something that Nusach Ashkenaz knows what it's talking about, and Nusach Sfarad does not.
He's going to pitch roller to the 8th inning?
Says the Pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, Uviyom simchaschem uvumoadechem uvurashe chodshechem uskatem bachatzotros alolosechem valzifte kishalmechem. That on your days of rejoicing and your festivals and Rosh Chodesh, you are to blow the chatzotzrots in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sifri is troubled. What do you mean, Uviyom Simchaschem? What does that mean? It already says, Moadechem Rosh Chodeshechem. What could be included? So a tree owes me its life, because I instead of photostatting another page, the Sifri, I just wrote it in. The Sifri says, Uviyom Simchaschem, Elu HaShabbosos. That in the Mikdash, there is a chi of simcha even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, there is a chi of simcha. It is expressed by the Kohen Gadol. Number one, that a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be misabel even on his father and mother, as the Pasuk says. Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo le'aviv ulimo lo yitamak. Why? Because the pasuk says umin hamikdash lo yetze. So a kohen gadol is always in the state of what? Of simcha.
That's a yom tov for him. That's why.
What?
That's because it's a yom tov for him.
No, it's a Tuesday morning.
But I thought the kohen gadol is always anytime as I do.
No, because he's the chiyuv of simcha to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that includes Shabbos. That's why there's a mitzvah simcha in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Fine. Now, outside of the Mikdash, there is no chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. So now go to Gerrit Kol 7 and 8. So, in the middle of Shmon Esrei of Shabbos, we state on page 195 there, V'lo nisato Hashem elokeinu goy ha'aretz v'nechatu me'gem sinim gimaz neshenim ki am chayisam nisat b'yavo l'zerak ha'ishem b'mcharta. And it picks up am mekadesh shvi. Now that paragraph, am mekadesh shvi, has an opening line. Yismuchu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'kol reyonim. That's the whole paragraph. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say it shachris in the morning. Now go to page 8, Gerrit Kol 8, and this is Musaf, and all of a sudden on page 213, everybody knows, we say Yismuchu Malchuscha for Musaf. Ma pitom. Why do we say it for Musaf and not for shachris? So the Rav said, because shachris is not uniquely related to the Mikdash. Daven every place. It has a kiyum mitzvah. And on Shabbos, there is no simcha on Shabbos. Therefore, the phrase Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos is omitted at shachris. Tfilas Musaf, its only function is what? Is to commemorate the Korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only function. Doesn't have any. So since we're commemorating in the Mikdash, we say Yismuchu v'malchuscha during Tfilas Musaf only. Anshei Nusach Sfar say it Friday night and Shabbos morning. We don't say the whole paragraph on Friday night. They say the whole paragraph. And the Rav said they are wrong. Because there's no chiyuv simcha outside of the mikdash on Shabbos. It's only in the mikdash uviyom simchas l'moadechem. That pasuk is talking about mikdash. Uskatim b'chatzotzros aloseh v'zeichem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So that those are the three explanations as to why Shabbos is olev v'eino mafsik and why Yom Tov is mafsik v'eino olev.
We should have said the words koreonic.
What? Okay, I hear, but they wanted to just keep a phrase.
The Shabbos, phrase doesn't work. Shabbos is because they're doing a musaf.
What?
Shabbos because they're having a musaf, it makes it a simcha.
No, because it's reflecting our life of the mikdash. The only kiyum of tefilas musaf is to commemorate the korban musaf of Shabbos. That's the only reason. It doesn't have any other additional value as opposed to Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, which have...
But it's every Musaf, not just Shabbos.
Every Musaf. That's correct.
Would have a Musaf.
Yeah.
That's correct. 100%. That's correct.
Is there a Simcha Rosh?
Only in Mikdash. We don't say that there is Simcha. What? Yes, there is.
So we have,
you're going to say a Moadechem is not Simcha?
No. Well, it's not Yom
Chizkim. Okay, no, but it's an additional phrase. Of course Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov are Yom Smachot, Yom Simcha. Of course they are. Yeah.
It's only Yom Simcha L'Nashem.
Yeah, I just wanted to show you one other thing from the Rambam. So if you wanted to see the Ritva, what you mentioned, go to page Gerrit Kol 3, and on the third line on the right hand side, V'yesh l'shol Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal v'chaveirov Zichrono l'Racha Shehein Omrim Ki Dvarim Shebetzina Nohagim Beregel Kimo B'Shabbos. That Dvarim Shebetzina apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When could you possibly have Dvarim Shebetzina on Yom Tov? When can you possibly have Dvarim Shebetzina on Yom Tov? So there are two scenarios. One is in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when Yom Tov comes after 2 days, we don't terminate the Shiva. So what do? You suspend the Shiva until after Yom Tov. What about during Yom Tov? Well, you have to observe at least Dvarim Shebetzina. Says the Rabbeinu Shimshon, yes, you do. Second time where there is a possibility of Dvarim Shebetzina, somebody dies on Chol HaMoed and he's buried. So the Rambam writes, for the last days of Yom Tov, Ein nohagin shum davar me'avelus. You don't observe anything from Avelus, the last day of Yom Tov. The Ramban says, in Taras Adam, you observe Dvarim Shebetzina. So it's possible to have Dvarim Shebetzina on Yom Tov. So if that's the case,
how can they be?
Ne'ma yesh hefresh ben Shabbos l'regalim. So why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Either both of them should not be mafsid, or both of them should be mafsid. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi pirshu hatam, di amrit Shabbos mafsekes, lo mishkachas aveh l'shiva. Just what you said. That if what? If we're going to say that Shiva is terminated by Shabbos, there'll never be a Shiva. That's why you can't do it. V'i amrit Shabbos eina ole lo mishkachas zayin ritzufin. You'll never get 7 days. Yeah.
You were just saying before that the the mitzvah of Simcha B'tzibur supersedes the events of the yachid. So why would Sinna apply at all? There shouldn't be anything because you have Simcha throughout.
Well, but that's when it's Mevatel. We, according to these opinions, according to Rabbi, it's not Mevatel. It's going to be resumed after Yontif. So you can have some modified observance of Shiva. Okay, we'll stop here. Next of all, Hanukkah Shir.